Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Windsor. Woohoo! Here we go, concert series. It's going to be fun again tonight. We've got, this year, we got 26 businesses that responded to our invitation to be sponsors and make Summer Nights on the Green happen. And maybe just a round of applause. You heard the announcements earlier of who that was. A big round for them. Thank you. Okay, a couple of quick announcements before we get started. We got Yogi Bear going to be happening on Tuesday night. That's sponsored by Old Downtown Windsor Merchants Association. And we also have Town Hall in the Green back here, that green next to the wine and beer. And Deb Fudge is going to be at the Town Hall tonight. And every Thursday night, we're going to have free family, healthy, fun entertainment with the concert series. So please continue to support this by shopping at the local merchants and coming in for us. I got something that happened just a minute or two ago. I got two pairs of tickets to NASCAR. And what I'm going to do with those is I'm going to put them back at the Town Hall in the Green. We're going to do a silent auction with them and raise some funds for the Windsor Fireworks Show. They're celebrating our independence, trying to get to our goal of $20,000, and we're trying to make this one a really big event. We've got Pride and Joy that's going to be playing with us, and it's just going to be a huge, fun party. So please contribute to that, and this kind of gives you a little bit of a start right here. We'll have a silent auction, and there's two pairs. We got a pair for tomorrow on Friday, June 24th at Turn 2 Terrace. And then we have another pair at the main grandstand on Saturday, June 25th. So we got Nina Lowry donated those to us. Thank you, Nina. And now, please put your hands together and welcome. It's a Beautiful Day. Woo!
Hello, everybody. I'm David LaFlame Linden, and I welcome you to this wonderful, beautiful day today, isn't it? Playing drums and percussion today are from the original group, Mr. Val Fuentes on drums and Mr. Michael Pritchard on percussion. That's our rhythm section for the day here and every day. On bass guitar, we have Mr. Toby Gray on bass guitar. Keyboards, Mr. Gary Thomas on keyboards. And on lead guitar, rhythm guitar, Mr. Rob Espinosa. Thank you. Very good. Thank you very much. Here's an old song of mine called Creed of Love. Yeah. Woo! Nothing left to say. She said, talk, 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 talk to me. I had to quickly turn away. Hopeless situation of flaming jealousy and hate. Staring at the floor. She said, talk, 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 talk to me. And she started for the door. A hopeless situation. I didn't love her anymore. Then she said, pretty love. The creed of love, you know you never should have spoken. And she said, the creed of love, the creed of love, the creed of love. And now that creed must not be broken. Just to get a hold on you, make you be mine. Song of mine off our first record album. Perhaps some of you can remember when they had the Berkeley riots, or so to speak, and our wonderful Governor Reagan called out the troops. And I was living in Berkeley at the time, so I wrote a song about it called Hot Summer Day. I said I didn't know. And they told me that the moon turned blue. I said it didn't show. And when they told me that I looked like a fool, I even said I'd let that go. But when they told me that our love was dead, I had to turn and go. I call music for my overdramatic period. Oh, love! Love! Oh, love! Love! Oh, love! 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 Where do you go? Thank you so much. We got a lot of songs for you to play today, fortunately. They span a 40-year period that I've been a band leader. And I just turned 70 a few weeks ago. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to let you know, since I turned 70, if you're getting close to that age, 70 is not the new 60. I'm sorry, it just isn't. Believe me, I know these things. Anyway, we're going to do an old song of mine called Misery Loves Company. Kind of a bluesy, slow song. I thought I heard her cry in the cool of the midnight sun. Then suddenly came a blast of morning light from the morning's flashing gun. My baby, she had to get away quick. But her kind, kind heart still remained. almost cold and sleepless nights while I'm waiting for the coming rain. Because misery loves company. It cuts the pain too. Because misery loves company. I run and check the mail, maybe my baby, she sends me some hope. But what I want and what I need, you can't put it in an envelope. My baby, she had to get away quick, but her kind heart still remains. Almost cold, sleepless nights, while I'm waiting in the pouring rain. Because misery loves company, cuts the pain too. Because misery loves company. Check the mail, maybe my baby, she sends me some hope. But what I want and what I need, you can't put it in an envelope. My baby, she should get away quick, but her kind heart still remains. Almost cold, sleepless nights, while I'm waiting for the coming rain. Because misery loves company, cuts the pain in two. Because misery loves company, that's why. That's why I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's a song, an old song of ours off the It's a Beautiful Day 5th album called Ain't That Lovin' You.
Guitar.
go with that for right now. Hey, folks, before I forget, this is kind of cool. All the power here today is being supplied by solar power. Everything here is being run off of solar, the amplifiers, the sound system, all the guitar amps, almost the drums as well. And we have Affinity Solar Energy to thank. They're right back here. Their trucks are back here, their solar panels. Pretty darn amazing. Can you imagine what we can do with all this solar power? The gentleman's name back there is Clifford Coakley. He's the sales manager. If anybody's interested in this kind of technology and want to apply it to something different or supplemental, you can talk to Cliff back there. So, again, many, many thanks to Affinity Solar Energy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. This next song is a song I wrote for my father. When I was 8 years old, he got a job as a lumberjack at a place called Soapstone Mountain. It was probably the best young year of my life. Just me and my father and mother and my little sister and my dog and a whole mountain to explore. And I started to write a song about it called Soapstone Mountain. This is off the It's a Beautiful Day second album called Marrying Maiden. Here we go with Soapstone Mountain. We lived on the side of a mountain, right near the Vale waterfall. When I was just a boy, we lived in a one-room cabin, one room full of love, and that was all. That was all. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, way up high where the spirits run free. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, what a beautiful place for you and me. Tears of Jesus, most beautiful sight I've ever seen. It was a beautiful scene. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, way up high where the spirits run free. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, a beautiful place for you and me. Santa Cruz that we wrote in the style a little bit like Santana, you know. It's Beautiful Day in Santana toured all over the world together and shared rehearsal studios for many years. So we thought we'd do something that's sort of in that same vein. It's called Santa Cruz. Thank you. White Bird, quoting with a bunch of all these beautiful day songs. Hope you everybody's having a great time. This is a kickoff event, and there's going to be a lot of great music over the next few weeks, so enjoy.
And there's CDs for sale over here at the table if you'd like to buy some CDs.
It's a beautiful day out here, isn't it? I want to thank you for all the money you put in the boot. Thank you for digging in. We're going to have a wonderful 3rd of July celebrating the birth of the country and our Constitution and all the good stuff. All the good stuff. Thank you.
California had had enough, so we decided to huff and puff and have ourselves a grand party called the Beautiful Garden Party General Strike to attain all the things as we'd like. We ended up putting D.C. to its knees, and all we had to do was look each other in the eyes and say, please, let's go ahead and shut down the labor and shut down the schools, and we'll show D.C. and the world where nobody's fools that we're going to start 10 million new gardens. And for Jamal and Peltier and Bradley Manning, we'll get them their pardons. It's about power and it's about love. We'll be back up from beyond and above. Look around right now. There's enough power right here, right now, to shut down this corruption once and for all. The mother of all boycotts is now the call. It's about power. It's about love. And didn't we learn in junior high school that we are the government? So if the governments are not doing as we ask, it's time we take them to task. Or you shut them down with our neighbors. We lay down the saber. We show them who we are. California is the most powerful state in this nation. And the strike will take us to the highest station. Let me hear a roar from this crowd. Let me hear it awfully darn loud. It's time to take over for the promised land. For we are the power by Almighty's command. I am Peter, King of Street Theater. Raise your fist, for together we are the leader. Blessings, one and all. To dedicate this next song to Larry and Carrie. It's Larry's birthday today. And I was told they met here on this very day 2 years ago at the celebration. So happy birthday, Larry. I'm glad you're feeling better. This is a song I wrote about the night that I met my wife Linda in San Francisco. A long, long time ago.
When I'm alone at night and I start dreaming about you, wondering how you are and if everything's alright, and when the feeling's strong, I'll go and call you on the phone. 'Cause we can talk things over, you know where I'm coming from. Treasure.
Here's a song I wrote for my wife to sing for you called Who's Gonna Love Me Now? I see there's a lot of people in the front here asking that same question. Feature our friend Mindy on flute on this next song. She's such a beautiful lady and a beautiful player. And this song would be, a special treat to have her play on it today. And this is a song Linda and I wrote called The Girl With No Eyes. You know, back when I started playing in bands, the most important thing a musician could do was write some songs that girls would like. Because, of course, if a lot of nice young girls showed up at the gig, well, then the men would follow, wouldn't they? So, keeping that in mind, doesn't everybody know, anybody know, love takes a lifetime. Everybody know, anybody know, love is a high sign. It's a high sign. Time. thank you. Yeah, love takes a lifetime. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right. Now we're going to play something a little different for you. This is a song called Bombay Calling. That means, yes, I didn't know that we'd all be calling Bombay someday, but there it is. Song inspired my travels in India in the early 70s. Bombay Calling. Thank you. percussion today. Thank you, Mike. Val Quinquez on drums today. Thank you, Val.
White bird must fly, she must fly.
sunsets go, and the clouds will fly, and the urchins slow, and the young birds die to what they know, and she must fly.
She was fine.
bless you all. May peace be with you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day. Let's make some noise. Maybe they'll come back. Come on, you got more than that. Let's hear it. Oh, yeah. Come on, David, can you feel the love?
Wow. I'm overwhelmed. I really am. It's just to think, after this, I have to go back to the home. Okay, this is a song about paradise, a song of mine called Lost in Paradise. I hope you like it.
And we have CDs over here if you want to buy some CDs. Crowbar, yeah.
Right over there. That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
as our last song today. This is an old song of mine from our first record album called Time Is. I have to go lie down for a week.